We've got a damp start to the weekend here as moisture continues to funnel upward out of the Ohio and Tennessee valleys across the Hoosier State for your Friday afternoon. Now, rain shower action probably doesn't get started until closer to mid-afternoon down near the Ohio River, but once it starts, it's on a slow progression northward through the overnight Friday night and through Saturday. Right now, I think we have to pencil in moisture through at least Saturday afternoon, and we're looking at probably a quarter to 1.5 inches. The higher end of the range will depend heavily on who gets thunderstorms. There will be strong storms embedded in this moisture. Sunday tries to turn a little bit drier, but we're going to be dealing with some limited pop-up secondary action that tries to come in from the west and northwest. This predominantly will affect the northern half of the state. I think we see an additional few hundredths to maybe half an inch of moisture out of that, and that goes right on into early Monday morning. From Memorial Day right on through next week, it turns out to be a north versus south setup. I think over the northern part of the state, we go dry. Good evaporation, good sunshine, no major weather issues. But to the south, we do see a very active precipitation setup over the deep south, up through the Tennessee Valley, and close to the Ohio River. So I think we have to watch for showers coming into southern Indiana, let's just say I-70 southward, potentially every day, or at least a couple of times in that Monday through Friday stretch next week, while the north stays dry and gives us an opportunity for field work. Toward the end of next week, flipping the calendar into June, we start to see a little bit of moisture come in. I don't think it's as much on Saturday, but Sunday the 31st, right on then through the 1st and 2nd, we start to see some moisture pop up. It's light stuff, but it's pesky. It looks like we have an upper-level low circulation that may park here, just giving us multiple days of a light rain. That effectively will end that wide-open planting window in the north, and it also is going to probably create a little bit of a break for us to get back into the fields, because that moisture may not leave completely until we get closer to the 3rd or 4th of June. We've got a dry Friday in Michigan, but still gearing up for a wetter weekend. Scattered showers pushing northward across Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois on a Friday afternoon finally show up here overnight right on through Saturday. I'm looking for anywhere from a quarter to maybe 1.5 inches of rain action for the Friday night, Saturday time frame. Now, the high end of that range, the 1.5 inches, comes with thunderstorms. I think those are largely going to be put to the far eastern edge of the thumb. So getting into the thumb and into the Canadian area, that's where we see the biggest rains. But I won't rule out moisture anywhere from this early weekend event. Secondary moisture wanting to move through Michigan later Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and into early Monday morning. We're talking pre-dawn. This round is very, very minor, a few hundreds to a few tenths. It's in two batches, one up across the UP and one across central to lower parts of lower Michigan. I think we can see this out of here before sunrise on Monday morning. However, there may be a little bit of lingering moisture trying to pop back up Memorial Day afternoon in central Michigan. That's a new wrinkle that we're going to have to pay attention to. I'm not sure there's much of an atmospheric backing to this. It probably goes away, but we'll keep an eye to the sky. The rest of next week is dry. I think we see beautiful conditions from a Monday afternoon, early Tuesday, right on through Friday and early Saturday of next week. We should see great evaporation, excellent dry down, warm temperatures, nothing to keep us out of the fields through that stretch. Even when we start to see a little bit of moisture try and come in late Saturday afternoon into Sunday, it stays mostly west and south of us. From late the 31st right on through the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, though, we do see some moisture coming together. Upper level low wants to park over the Great Lakes region. I think we see light moisture over multiple days back to back to back. Combined, we probably end up with 0.5 to 1.5 inches across the region. The next dry day as we get into June probably doesn't develop until closer to the 4th into the 5th.